All right, Acts chapter 14. This is just, let me just let you know right up. You guys can start my clock. Start it right now. We're on the clock and we're getting you out. Let me just be honest with you. What I start today, I won't finish today. So we'll just look for a good place to unplug. And that's usually when you get excited. So if you're not excited, I'll just keep going until I get you excited. So if you're ready to go to lunch, just get excited and fake. See? Okay. God. Father, we just... It wouldn't take much to talk me out of it. Come on, we're going right. I mean, looking at some of your faces, I'm ready to. Come on, did anybody come happy today? No, I'm just messing with you. You guys are looking actually pretty good this morning. Let's start this morning. Acts chapter 14, beginning with verse 8. In Lystra, Paul and Barnabas encountered a man who from birth had never walked, for he was crippled in his feet. He listened carefully to Paul as he preached. All of a sudden, Paul discerned that this man had faith in his heart. His heart. Faith is of the heart, not of the head. Your head can fight it, but if you get it in your heart, who you are, it'll change the game. Had faith in his heart to be healed. In verse 10, so he shouted, "You in the name of our Lord Jesus, stand up on your feet." And the man instantly jumped to his feet and stood for the first time in his life and walked. Now, when the crowd saw what Paul had done, they went wild, calling out, "The gods have come down. These men are gods." Then priest of the local Zeus shrine, so pagan god, got up a parade. He set up a parade with bulls and banners, and the people lined right up. Verse 14, but when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard about it, they tore their robes and rushed out into the crowd, shouting, "Men, why are you doing these things? We too are only men of the same nature as you, bringing the good news to you so that you turn from these useless and meaningless things to the living God." And then we're going to drop down to verse 19. This is what happened after the miracle. Then some of the Jews, you could say religious leaders of Jesus' day, who Jesus always had problems with, then some of the Jews who had opposed Paul and Barnabas in Antioch and Iconium, see, now they're in Lystra. These are three cities that are in the region of Galatia. Later on, Paul would write the book of Galatians talking to these three communities or cities in this region. So Barnabas and Antioch and Iconium arrived and stirred up the crowd against them. Let me read this again to make sure you get it. Then some of the Jews, religious leaders, who had opposed Paul and Barnabas in Antioch and Iconium, arrived and stirred up the crowd against them. They stoned Paul and dragged his body outside the city and left him for dead. Other translations say, thinking he was dead. So they considered him to be dead. And then verse 20 says, and when the believers encircled Paul's body, he miraculously stood up. Woo! Come on, somebody's going to stand up today. Come on, somebody's getting ready to stand up. He stood up, and Paul stood up and immediately went back into the city. Powerful. Then I want us to look at Psalm 77, verse 13. I read, "Oh God, your deeds are extraordinary." Somebody say extraordinary. "Oh God, your deeds are extraordinary. What God," this is little g, pagan God, "what God can compare to our great God?" I want to preach today, and probably for the next few weeks, I want to preach from this subject matter, escaping the ordinary. Escaping the ordinary. My subtitle would be # the day Paul got stoned. Some of you just got happy for the first time all service. Here's my sermon in a sentence, and a lot that we do today will be introduction, just to communicate some things I believe God's put on my heart. for us as a ministry moving forward. But this would be my sermon in a sentence. It's this right here. It's God's extraordinary supernatural power working in your life that is the answer for your life. I'll say that again. It's God's extraordinary supernatural power working in your life that is the answer for your life. Notice I didn't say a new spouse, a new job, a new city, more money. No, it's God's extraordinary supernatural power working in your life that is the answer for your life. And if I could just shake you to shed all those other aspirations and pursuits and begin to pursue, seek ye first the kingdom and pursue God's extraordinary supernatural ability on your life, you would be shocked what you could do in your marriage. You'd be shocked what you could do in your home. You'd be shocked to what God could have you do in your business and in the marketplace and in your life. I like this word extraordinary. Again, the psalmist says, God, your deeds are extraordinary. Words that describe this word extraordinary are like awesome and amazing and astonishing. Astounding. And when we say, God, you're extraordinary, you're saying, God, you're astounding. Other words that describe it would be unbelievable, stunning, phenomenal, shocking. God is an extraordinary God. And I'm going to show you that God wants his extraordinary to show up in your home. He wants something that shocks you, that leaves you stunned, that you have to pinch yourself to say, this is just absolutely unbelievable. Let me give you some other words that describe this. It would be unusual, uncommon, unexplained. These words really describe our God. But also these words should describe your life. Let that set in. We agreed that these words should describe our God, but then we stumble thinking that those words would ever describe our lives. An amazing life, an extraordinary life, an unbelievable life, a stunning life, a shocking, a phenomenal. Who's having that kind of life? Believers are to be having an extraordinary, amazing, unusual, uncommon, unexplained life because they serve an extraordinary God. As followers of Christ, our lives should be lives that cannot be explained except by the power of God. Did you hear that? I'm going to say that again because that's a statement we're going to hear over and over. As a believer, the only way that we should be able to explain your life is by the supernatural power of Almighty God. As followers of Christ, our life should be or cannot be explained outside of God's power, supernatural ability. Our lives should be a sign, a wonder, and a miracle. I've got some work to do. I can tell right now. I got some work to do because we believe that about our God. We believe he's extraordinary. We believe he's amazing. But my life, extraordinary. My life, phenomenal. My life, amazing. My life, astonishing. We just break down. But I'm here to tell you and to show you that you should be a walking miracle. Your life should be a life that is marked by the power and the extraordinary supernatural ability of Almighty God. Your life should be a sign, a wonder, and a miracle. And just in case you think I'm not preaching Bible, let me show you where that's at in the Bible. In Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18, this will be one of our texts that we'll use for the next few weeks. believe it's a main verse that we need to get into our hearts. Notice what Isaiah says here. Isaiah is speaking to a people that are facing challenging times. Anybody facing any challenging times? So this is what Isaiah spoke into a crisis, to a people that are experiencing a crisis. You might be thinking, Pastor, I really need some help today. I'm trying to give it to you. I'm really up against it. I'm trying to help you. So Isaiah is dealing with the people. They're in crisis. They're facing challenging times. And notice what he says to God's people, to Israel. He says, here am I and the children, this is verse 18, whom the Lord has given me. We are for signs and wonders in Israel. We know as a church, we're spiritual Israel too. So he's not just talking about them physically, but he's talking to us as the church spiritually. And I like what Isaiah says in this crisis. He says, hey guys, I need you to understand something. I just want to make sure we declare and we want God to understand that our hearts, that we are for signs and wonders. We're for miracle signs and we're for miracle wonders. We're in our crisis, in our difficulty, in our pain. We're not going to look at that. We're going to start declaring what we're for, and we're for the supernatural. We're for the extraordinary. It's not going to help us to focus on the pain. We got to shift ourselves and begin to start talking what we're for instead of what we're against. He says, we are for signs and wonders in Israel. I boldly declare that we are a people that are for signs and wonders in this city, in this valley, in this state, in this nation, in your home. I like this, but really, that's not the best translation of the verse. It's an okay translation, but it doesn't really give you the full meaning. He is for signs and wonders and miracles, but that's really not what the literal translation says. Let me give you a more accurate translation out of the Amplified. Here's what he actually is saying. He's saying, I'm not just for it, I'm actually becoming it. Look at the Amplified. It says, behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are. We're not just for, we are. That's a whole nother level. We're for miracles, but it's another thing for you to be a walking miracle. So Isaiah has just shifted. Now we know if you are a walking miracle, you're for miracles. So he starts off in the New King James translation, says we are for signs and wonders, or we're for miracles. But now we find out of the Amplified, and I'll show you other translations, that we are a miracle. We are a sign and we are a wonder, notice, that are to take place in Israel. You ought to just put your city in there. You ought to put your home in there. You ought to put your address. I'm a miracle ready to take place in my home. I'm a miracle ready to take place in my community. I'm a walking miracle ready to take place every, I'm taking place. What's happening? I'm a walking miracle. I'm a wonder. I'm a wonder. So we're not just for it. We're becoming it. Oh, come on. Say we are for signs and wonders. There's three people. I'm going to ask you again. Let's say this together. Say it out loud like you mean to scare the devil. Say, we are. Oh, look at there. Come on. See, if you wouldn't be looking for the score on the game right now, you'd be in here right now. Say, we are for signs and wonders. I am becoming a sign and a wonder. Let me read this out of another translation. It says, here I am, the easy read translation. Here I am with the children the Lord has given me. He's talking about actually his family. He's talking about his two kids. He says, my family, and he's talking to the congregation or Israel. He says, I am with the children the Lord has given me. We are here as signs and proofs from the Lord all powerful. This is huge because I believe what I'm introducing to us today is the answer to your pain. It's the answer to your crisis. It's the answer to your difficulty. It's the answer to your shortage. It's the answer to your sickness. And Isaiah says, hey, to a people that are in crisis, I want you to know, my family, we are for signs, wonders, and miracles. My family, we're not just for it, we're actually becoming a sign and a wonder and a miracle. Notice he says, the children of the Lord have given me, we are here as signs and proofs from the Lord all-powerful. Let me read this out of the Voice translation. I love this translation. It says, you see, I and my children, we personify. That means we represent in human form. To personify means you represent in human form. He says, we personify the promise. We are signs. We're not just for it. We are signs. We're miracle signs of what God intends and will do in Israel, Fresno, whatever your community is, right? What amazing things the eternal commander of heavenly armies has in mind. That's God, the one who is indeed present in Zion. That's the church. This heaven on earth. God wants heaven to show up in your earth. Now, I preached enough that you ought to just be running the aisles by now. You ought to be so happy. You got to be kidding me that God wants heaven to show up in my hell. Absolutely. He wants it to show up in your crisis. He wants it to show up in your shortage. He wants it to show up in your lack. He wants it to show up in your sickness. And if he could get you excited to release faith, he could get it to show up. You know, my wife was just teaching the importance of what we say, because what you declare is where you end up. Say this with me. Say, I am a sign, a wonder, and a miracle. Hallelujah. Oh, you believe that today? Come on, you believe that up in the balcony? You believe that today? Our life should personify, should demonstrate God's extraordinary supernatural power. And if it does not, then we should be challenged that there is progress to be made. I'm just preaching to myself. I don't know about you. Maybe you all okay out there, but I'm preaching to myself. Randy, there is progress to be made, and I believe I have some answers along with your rejoicing that you need to start seeing yourself the way God sees you, that we're not just for signs, wonders, and miracles. I'm becoming a sign, a wonder, and a miracle. Come on. I'm becoming the miracle. I used to have cancer, but now I'm the healed. I used to be poor, but I have now become rich. I used to be depressed, but now I got the joy of the Lord. That's what we're becoming. I don't know what your issue is. I don't know what your crisis is, but I'm here to tell you in a moment, in a second, God's extraordinary supernatural power, God, can change it, and you could be the walking miracle. Somebody shout yes. Okay, everybody stand to their feet. Stand to your feet. You're too relaxed. You're too relaxed. Way too relaxed. That's what I hate about these theater seats. You sit back on. You got to shake yourself up. You are a sign and a wonder. Come on. Somebody ought to just stretch it out right now. Just go ahead. Like you're getting ready to run for a touchdown. I'm here to tell you, you're coming out of the crisis. You're coming out of the pain. You're coming out of the misery. You are a sign, a wonder, and a miracle going somewhere to happen. Somebody shout yes. All right, now I feel faith. Now we finally got some faith in the building. How many of you know nothing happens outside of faith? All right, you can be seated. Glory. Next time I hit that good point and Anthony stands, y'all ought to stand with him and start throwing things at me just to let me know you're here. I'm almost done. Worship team, come back. We shouldn't be content to just live ordinary, average, mundane lives. In spending time with God, I get so passionate about these things because I'm not bringing in a sermonette. What I'm bringing to the table today is what I believe that we need, what we need for God to transform our lives. It's the reason why I spent all summer long talking about, don't let that message go. Go back and listen to those podcasts. Listen to the messages on YouTube. Why? You've got to do, it's got to be an active, daily activity. If this is what God is saying to us as a people, we have to release our faith with it. I believe what I'm introducing today is the answer for so many that's in this room, so many that are watching us online. It holds the answer for your destinies. It holds the answers for your future. I was spending time praying and talking to God, and I just felt like the Lord spoke to me that these next few weeks we needed to spend time focusing on the God idea, or what we would find throughout the Bible, that God wants your life to be defined by his involvement and by his supernatural power. When we try to define your life, we have to define it by God's involvement, by his supernatural power. God wants your life to be seen as a sign, a wonder, and a miracle. So I boldly proclaim over you today, in this room and all watching me online, that God is making your life a miracle life, a miracle sign, and a miracle wonder. A life that cannot be explained except by the power or the supernatural power of Almighty God. Okay, stand back up. Stand up. Up and down, up and down, up and down. I prophesy over you today. I boldly declare over you today, on behalf of God Almighty, I boldly declare that God is making your life, a miracle sign, and a miracle wonder in the name of Jesus. A life that cannot be explained except by the supernatural power of Almighty God. Hear me today. Hear me today. Every need that you have answers to a miracle. Every challenge you have will answer to a miracle. Every situation surrenders itself, or has to surrender itself, to God's supernatural power. Your crisis, your need, your impossibility answers to God's supernatural response. In my prayer time, I said, God, what is the answer that I need? I heard God speak it into my heart. You need to become a sign, a wonder, and a miracle. And I boldly proclaim over this church, we are becoming a sign, a wonder, and a miracle. It'll answer the crisis. It'll answer the cancer. It'll answer the disease. It'll answer the poverty. It'll answer the lack. It'll answer the depression. It'll answer the oppression. It'll answer everything you face in life. We are for signs, wonders, and miracles. And we are becoming a sign, a wonder, and a miracle. And that's the answer. Church, hear me today. That's the answer that you need, and that answer will solve every other issue in your life, your home, your family, your children, your work. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. I want you to sing that. You'll sing it. Come on, sing that. Oh, don't think I don't have a lot of message still. I could have preached an hour in here. But this is the part you need to get. There's got to be faith in the church that believes that God can operate in the supernatural, that he's a God of miracles. We have so dumbed down the church. It's not a social gathering. Not just some community thing we got going on here. We got real help for real problems, and it's the power of Almighty God. Come on, lift your hands. Let's declare this. Let's sing it. going to sing that again. We're going to go back into that. But I want to say this. It's just a stopping point to be continued. I'm going to give you six things next week, the Lord willing, that are keys, that are truths to walking in the extraordinary, supernatural power of Almighty God. God's going to make you a sign. Oh, dear Jesus. God is going to make you a miracle. People are going to be shocked when they see your future. I'm telling you, you're getting ready to get shocked when you see what God has planned for His people. Come on, no eye has seen, no ear has heard the things that God has prepared for His people that love Him. Anybody love Him in this church today? So, let me say this. So I said earlier, we shouldn't be content. I don't know what's wrong. We live these mundane, ordinary lives. Shoot me. Get me out of my misery now. Mundane. Or you can't read the scriptures and just live mundane, ordinary lives. God set the bar way too high. He don't want you sad. He don't want you miserable. He doesn't want you sick. He doesn't want you poor. He wants you to live an extraordinary, amazing life that you want to get out of bed and go take on the world. Come on, God's raising up world changers in this church. And neither should we just live a normal, ordinary, Americanized Christianity. Vomit now. What we have made Christianity in America makes me want to vomit. We should not be content to live that version of Christianity. There's no power in it. There's no deliverance. That's the reason why people are not flocking to the churches. They tried it and they don't like it. There's nothing. It's just a waste of their time. But when we give them a real Jesus, a Jesus that heals, a Jesus that delivers, a Jesus that can turn their mourning into joy, they want that. A Jesus that can restore. They want that kind of Jesus. We got to give them hope, church. We got to give them a supernatural. We got to give them a supernatural God that can change their situations, because if they don't have hope, they're back to the pill, they're back to the bottle, they're back to medicating their pain. But I'm here to tell you, there's hope in the church, and you are the answer. You are a sign, you are a wonder, and you are a miracle. We ought to throw up thought that we would settle and live mundane lives and mundane American Christianity. We have the Spirit of God in us. You didn't hear me. You have God in you. I said you got God, the Creator. Oh, the miracle worker, the one that can make a way where there seems to be, the one that opens blind eyes, causes the lame to walk, still raises the dead back to life. I'm here to tell you, you got God on the inside. You got the Spirit of God living in you. That's why our lives should be extraordinary. We got God in us. Everywhere you go, you got the Creator in you. You got the healer in you. You got the deliverer. You got God. Oh, I'm telling you, you forgot who's in you. You got God. I need to. If you'll get a revelation who's on the inside of you, your anger will go. Your frustration will go. Your misery will go. You know why you're angry, sir? You know why you're frustrated? Because there's no hope. You have no hope. You don't see, you just see another train coming down the tunnel. You don't see any daylight, but I'm here to tell you, God's your hope, and He's on the inside of you, and He's making a way where there seems to be no way. Come on, it's going to be better. The rest of your life is going to be the best part of your life. So, because the things I'm saying right now came to me as I was praying, and God was speaking, and I wrote them down. That's the reason why I'm passionate about this introduction. No more mundane Christianity. No more ordinary, mundane living. Come on, you were built for a purpose, to live on purpose, to be a sign and a wonder. That's what I wrote. I believe that this is supposed to be an uncommon place, and that we are to be an uncommon people. I believe that we are to be experiencing the extraordinary possibilities of our, oh, you didn't hear me, the extraordinary possibilities of our God. Jesus himself said it this way, Matthew 19:26, put it on the screen. What seems impossible to you is never, I don't care what you're facing, is never impossible to God. And I came here this morning to tell somebody, it is absolutely possible. The miracle is possible. The breakthrough is possible. The restoration is possible. The healing is possible. The provision is possible. Somebody shout, it's possible. Why? Because we serve a God of miracles. Raise your hands. Come on, let's sing it.
Thanks for listening. If this impacted you and you'd like to partner with us, go to celebrationchurch.cc/give to help us reach people with the message of Jesus.